there's content that's borderline, that's content that we basically will not.
There is no second best. There is no second best crypto asset.
I respect you, and I have a great deal of appreciation to you, JF.
Happy New Year, Usamen, Dr. Karsh Jr. Happy New Year. My patience is thin today, so don't fuck with me in the regular chat. I am on edge. I am in a fasting period. I've not been eating for 30 hours. I think I might go on for 2-3 days. I have hatred in my heart. Today was on top of it, on top of not eating. Today was my day of trying to reproduce various great classics of the fry world in the fast food industry. I believe I have absolutely mastered these golden mainstream classic Julian fries. Look at this beauty. I could have bought this at the restaurant and brought it home, but no, it comes from my own frying methods. This will be in white people food. You will be able to reproduce not only the best fries, but the various types of best fries, like you would get at various restaurants, fast food, bistro category, Quebecois style, brown, golden, Julian, take. You're all gonna get the full science of the fries. I am currently deep into the research and the test. I believe it's going to be literally the best document on the diversity of fries, the tree of diverse fries you can make. G-Spec says, fasting while making food, that takes a whole other level of commitment. Yes. Yes, I'm making this food and feeding to my loved ones, sometimes throwing it in the trash. It is quite extreme. Sean B says, a walk, bike ride, and a little bit of muscle pump weightlifting, and of course, ejaculations help you fast easier. Well, yeah, I don't have time for all of this. Sorry. I don't have time. I need to lose weight without too much exercise. I can maybe do jumping jacks, but it's cold outside. I'm a single dad. I don't have time to go do an hour of jogging. Okay, so I've been very successful. I've lost 40 pounds. I've lost 40 pounds today. For the last 3 months. So I'm losing on average 13 pounds per month. And now I'm going into a more extreme regime because I was still eating. I didn't get to these 40 pounds by fasting. But now if I want to lose another 40 pounds, I need to go even more extreme. So now I'm in absolute extreme mode. My goal would be to lose maybe 100 pounds total and be like clavicular. Usamen says, Jeff looks maxing. Yes, I think I have a good base, you know. If I lose weight, I'm kind of beautiful. But it's not been something on my mind. It's not been something I've been pursuing. But if I can lose the weight, I have all of the jaws that clavicular would dream of having. I have all of the jaw structure that clavicular has to take testosterone replacement therapy to get. So I think when you have a good base like this, you want to go back to it, but it's going to take, I'm not going to do some bone smashing. And yeah, this is what I want to talk about today, because clavicular, there's a price to pay. And when I say something's got to give, life is made of trade-offs. And I love the guy, by the way. This is not a video to criticize him. But we have learned from a clip of him that basically he is infertile. He is incapable of inseminating women. Now, that is extremely grave. And it's not to mock him or anything or even criticize him, but you never pursue a line of whatever, of excellence in any domain, if you can't reproduce. That is the first rule. The first rule of existence. If you can't reproduce, it's not worth doing. Because whatever you do while you can't reproduce is something that is bound to disappear. So even if you reach the greatest levels of beauty, this output in the world will only last 40 years. And in fact, it won't even last 40 years because you're going to get ugly and old at some point. You can look at John Travolta. I mean, John Travolta doesn't have the charm that he had in Grease, let me tell you. But yeah, never pursue a domain of excellence if that implies not reproduction. I find clavicular not to be mockable or anything. I think it's kind of nice what he's doing, because he's pushing onto the public space points that are underground, that are below society, that we never talked about. But yes, being beautiful would improve your life. Yes, it will also make you more healthy to not be fat. And yes, the entirety of life, from the corporate world to success in any domain, down to cooks and janitors, if you're more beautiful, it's going to be more easy. That is a truth that we never hear. And it's nice that clavicular has decided to take on this fight. However, don't do this at the expense of your reproduction. I'm afraid that I will have more children when I die than clavicular. That is extremely worrying. Because if you're a looks maxer, you should be having 10 children. But right now, it seems that clavicular is on the path of perhaps losing permanently his capacity to inseminate. Now, he says it's temporary. We'll hear what he has to say. He says it's temporary, but I'm not sure about this. And people are making the parallel between the trans lifestyle and this. There's similar things. It's a form of self-body modification, of pursuit of something you want to be than rather than what you are. And it is potentially making you sterile. Now, good news, ladies and gentlemen, Lily Phillips has met God. And so it doesn't matter that she has been fucked by a million different guys, sometimes 1,000 a day. She has now been baptized. She says, a day to remember forever. So beautiful. So beautiful. She went into that water as the most impure sexual object to ever have put their foot in any sort of water or pond of any kind. But at the moment her head was dipped, she was pure like a virgin. She was a pure child of God, washed away from her past sins. And she has announced that she will be making a special video where she will be fucked by 1,000 priests in a row. I'm kidding here. Earl Turner says, looks maxers remind me of the beautiful ones from the Mouse Utopia experiment. Oh, I didn't hear about those. I would have to I never digged very deep in the Mars Utopia stuff. I might have to go check. Meanwhile, MTV officially shut down its 24-hour music channels yesterday. They ended their final broadcast with Video Killed the Radio Star by the Buggles, the very first video broadcasted by MTV on August 1st, 1981. This is so heartwarming because I have been very attached to MTV in my teenage years. I mean, I would watch back in the days of the Puff Daddy stuff, you know, Mace, Puff Daddy, More Money, More Problems. This era and a little bit before and a little bit after, I was taping MTV to rewatch it. But it's a good thing that it's gone. I'm not attached to this stuff anymore, and I think it's good for society that we move on. And I find myself a streamer outliving the MTV that raised me. This is how I feel. I'm like, now I'm on the camera, and MTV isn't on the camera anymore. Somehow they were trying to maintain a YouTube 24-hour music channel or whatever. Or maybe it wasn't even on YouTube. Maybe it was on some sort of boomer TV. I'm on the screen and MTV isn't. I feel really that we are moving the generation step. And it feels good. It feels good that it's gone. Because yes, it was paused, Nicolas Petrus. And to finish with Video Killed the Radio Star, well, it's kind of cringe. We finish with what we have begun. Okay, bye. Shocking that this is somehow under the radar, but by far the biggest space news of 2025 is that Mars most likely had or has life. That is now the mainstream, simplest interpretation of the evidence. Well, bullshit. You guys have been saying Mars is life. Oh, we have another evidence that Mars has life. You guys have been doing this for like 20 years. 20 years of space research, all justified by, oh, we got this new spot on a rock, and this convinces us this time that, yeah, Mars had life. So at this point, it's like we don't care anymore. You're always going to find some rock that has some property where you can find some scientists that believe this is a sign of life. I'm not super convinced, although I'm not closed at all to the idea that there was life on Mars. As you guys know from the revolutionary phenotype, there is a tight window where life emerged about 4 billion years ago, and it's very tight to have three phenotypic revolutions where proteins create RNA, RNA creates DNA. This must all have happened, if it's on Earth, it must all have happened within the space of 200 million years, and then nothing for 4 billion years. But if we have Mars, then we can think that these phenotypic revolutions progressively over maybe much more time, maybe a billion year more, could have happened on Mars, and then maybe the last one on Earth, or maybe the last one on Mars. And then a meteorite carries life from there toward us. Yesterday, absolutely fascinating development. John Mappin. So John Mappin is the guy that was being criticized by Nick Fuentes for apparently entertaining some form of relationship with Candace Owens. And Nick Fuentes was on Twitter in the last few days, and he was like, questioning Candace, what is the nature of your relationship with John Mappin, the billionaire English aristocrat? Now, John Mappin has invited Nick Fuentes and Alex Jones to pheasant hunting in England. Now that is something I want to see for 2026. Sharp says JF has good skin. Absolutely. I have amazing skin. For 41 years old, I have the skin of a 25-year-old looks maxer. So yeah, John Mappin is this guy who would have presented George Farmer for the first time to Candace Owens. He said, "I don't think you have met George Farmer." Now, it seems that this was not the moment, according to Candace, this was not the moment where they fell in love. They fell in love the next day at a Paul Joseph Watson party. But he remains a guy who has put together George Farmer, Candace Owens, a power couple of mixing English aristocracy with American powerful black woman. Whatever you want to call Candace, you know. So I would be extremely interested if Nick Fuentes goes pheasant hunting. I want videos of this. I want him and John Mapping to form male ties, maybe a father figure of some sort. Maybe they hug, but in a super manly way. Maybe Nick Fuentes says, "I'm sorry about what I said. You're a cool guy." But I find it cool that an elite like this, instead of hiding in their ivory tower, because that's always what we get from the elite. We talk about them, we question them, we don't get answers, they just run away. But this guy just went on Twitter and said, "Nick, Alex Jones, I'm inviting you guys to turn off your theorizing, your conspiracy theorizing. I'm inviting you guys at a pheasant hunt with my wife, and you'll be welcome." Now, be careful. Don't get Dick Cheney'd here. Be careful with the handling of the bullets, the guns. Everything must be safe, okay? Because this is... I don't even know if Nick Fuentes can make it into England. That's another complication. You know, there were obstacles to Nick Fuentes back in the days. Flying inside the U.S., entering England is another thing. But England is now out of Europe, right? So, and if a powerful guy like John Mappin says to the government, "I want this guy here," maybe they just have to say yes. Nick Fuentes was saying that he's the guardian of the crown jewels. Maybe he can take the crown jewels and say, "I'm blowing them up. I'm blowing them up if you don't let Nick in. I'm blowing the crown jewels in 1,000 pieces. That would be my approach. Dead Star says, "Anyone remember Michael Savage's UK ban?" Yeah, the UK bans, they were a thing for like 5 years. Like Lauren Southern, Stefan Molyneux, I think Richard Spencer or something. I think a lot of people have been banned in these English countries, Australia, England. But I haven't heard super recently. There were a couple of people at a race-related conference, I think, that had difficulty, but I don't know if it was England. It was somewhere in Europe. Lord to the Second says, "Hello there, Jeff. Glad to see you back on YouTube. Congratulations. Feels like 2016. Weird." Yes, absolutely. Glad to be here. Glad to be back. So let's hear what Clavicular first. He described to Nick Fuentes his approach to looks maxing.
I'm getting on Tren. We're going to do a protocol.
Not Tren. So the thing about steroids that happens to a lot of people is you talk about steroids, you know, they're good if you do them right, but you really have to give people the most comprehensive, cycle and advice, or else they'll turn to shit. Steroids, if you just use testosterone without any of the cycle support and the blockers, you're going to this end. You're going to looks minimize rather than looks maximize. Your hairline's going to fall out.
Get a giant head.
Yeah. So you have any interest in looks? Or are you just gonna go?
I don't know. What would I do? So if I'm looks maxing, what am I gonna do? What's my first move?
We talked about the age a little bit. How's the hairline?
My age.
So
my hairline. I have a V-shaped hairline, but it's not receding.
No, it's always been like that.
Yeah.
Is that COVID?
Since I was young. No, for real. Ever since I was in eighth grade, my My hairline's a V.
Okay, well,
but it's going strong. I mean, it's thick, it's full.
For 26, yeah, it's.
Dude,
I don't even get it. I
never get old, kids.
I don't even.
It's highly overrated. I never get old.
I don't even.
That's crazy.
But if you really
were 26, I'm young. I'm a young man. I'm a young guy.
And so who looks older?
I'm a kid.
Chat, who looks older?
I'm a kid at heart.
I think he looks younger than me, which is problematic. So, but the thing is, if you really wanted to restore that, hypothetically, to even have a trait, even grow further than it's ever been in your life, mm-hmm. you could use something called minoxidil. It's an oral pill. You could go to your doctor, or you could just buy it on the internet.
Damn.
I'll leave that up to you.
My hair is fine, okay? It's just, what else besides my hairline? What's my first move? Do I go on testosterone? Do I get a jaw surgery?
I don't think you need a jaw surgery.
I would need to get taller. I would need the leg lengthening surgery. That'd be my first move, I think, right?
Or you can do that, or you could stuff the insoles into your shoe.
I could what? Oh, insoles? Dude, yeah, yeah. But that's so... If you ever get caught with that,
yeah.
you're done forever. Zero aura. If you ever get caught with lifts...
Dude, yes.
So the plan is the double jaw surgery.
Right.
And that brings it forward and makes it wider and bigger.
Forward and down.
And so down.
A down graph, yeah.
Giga Chad.
Yeah, essentially.
Jawline.
That's the plan.
Wow. You get a surgery just for the look of your jaw? I think I already have an advanced jaw. If I lose the weight, I think you'll be able to see a solidly built lower jaw.
Then you're going to max out more the physique.
Yeah.
And then you enter into whatever...
Whatever passion. Yeah, because I mean, I'm still a young guy. A lot of people don't know because I have a beard, but I'm only 19 years old.
That's crazy. Yeah, you called me Unk.
Yeah.
You're he's like, how old are you? I'm like 26. It's like, I didn't know you're that old.
Yeah, dude.
I'm like, okay, out of pot for no reason, catching strays.
It's over.
No, it's okay. I'm Unk. It is over. It's so over.
But you look younger than me, though.
Thanks. And it's true. No, I'm kidding.
You can love or hate Nick, but he's dedicated to the craft. Like, this is, like, a real one.
No, by the way, Nick has said that he was joking. He's not going to do any sort of testosterone. He was just asking for information purpose.
Right here. Whether you agree or not, you have to at least acknowledge that. You know?
Thank you, man. So, I appreciate it. You too. You're a real looks maxer.
Yeah, 07s.
All these other 07s in the chat. All these other, soft looks maxers, I just think they're pussies, you know?
Dude, yeah, man.
Raw meat. Try steroids.
Yeah, that's
see. What are you
say.
Afraid of?
Exactly.
I'm not going to try steroids, for the record.
Yeah, well, definitely don't try raw
meat. I'm going to get roided up, though.
A truke right there. Truth nuke.
Truke. Major truke. Yeah,
major
I'm
truke.
It's someone said what you're doing is Faustian.
Really?
Yeah, because you're like going beyond. You're like reaching outside. You're uh-huh. using the latest science, modifying yourself with surgery. Uh-huh. Even though you're, in a way, you might be, you said this the other day, you might be like destroyed in the process. Like it might take years off your life, but it is about going beyond.
It has to be done, dude. I'm willing to push the limits so far on what's necessary because just like the times that we're living in, man, it's crazy.
That's who we are. That's our DNA. That's
yeah,
what
that,
we do.
That literally is our DNA, is mm-hmm. to push the limits.
Because
like,
black people look at white people.
People were pointing out on social media, that is not your DNA. What he's doing fundamentally is phenotypic changes of looks. It's like what women do with makeup. It is to lie about your genes, really. And I would invite him to think about this because I don't object to what he does. I object certainly to whatever can make you infertile. But I would invite him to think about, is it worth lying about your genes? And people were pointing out on social media also, is that if you do all of this for getting woman, that makes sense. But if it makes you sterile, then why are you doing this? Just for being a cardboard of beauty?
Like, shit, white people skydiving. I ain't going up on an airplane. And whites are like, dude, we're going to go to the fucking moon.
Yeah.
We're going to hike to the tallest mountain. We're going to go to the bottom of the ocean.
We're going
to
do what's necessary.
That's who we are.
To reach a giga chat.
We create shit.
That's right. Leg
yeah,
extension, double jaw surgery.
Whatever it
cycles of
takes.
Tren.
Yeah, whatever the fuck it takes.
No treasure.
And he's in a weird situation where they say that he's been given a $5 million home by Adam Ross. What's behind this? I don't get it. But here you can hear him talk about the consequences of what he's taking, because a little bit like nicotine, you do have a system in your brain that generates acetylcholine. And nicotine is but like the imitator of acetylcholine, at least from the perspective of the receptor. And so your brain, when you are smoking, your brain gets nicotine and it lowers its own its own output of acetylcholine. As a result, because it knows that there's going to be enough, you know, produced by obtained from the cigarettes. As a result, when you stop cigarettes, you feel extremely bad because your brain has abandoned the production of acetylcholine, and it's going to take weeks before it gets back to it. The same thing happens with testosterone. So he's going to explain that because he's taking testosterone, so you're taking testosterone to look more like a male, to have more of the exaggerated male features. And you're doing so as part of a cycle control on steroids, because the steroids give you these muscles. So you're doing all of this. Now your body reacts. What does it do? It says, oh, we have plenty of testosterone. We're going to stop producing it. And that's why this guy is infertile at the moment, at least of filming that clip.
So right now, I am infertile, but I'm not able to have a kid right now. But if I wanted to, there's a protocol I can put in place to be immediately good again.
Wait, why are you infertile right now?
So it's just like a negative feedback loop when you're not needing to produce testosterone anymore because your body realizes, okay, we're getting it from an exogenous
source. So you're not producing any testosterone naturally?
No.
None?
No.
And people were pointing out, wow, that is rough, bro, because you're looks maxing for woman? No, bro. I'm not looks. And there was a whole tweet about this where it was showing his responses, and it's like, no, you're not look maxing for woman or for making babies. So you're looks maxing for no reason at all. Very dangerous. Anything that changes your testosterone anyway is going to change also your psychology. So if you find yourself with deficits that ruin the functioning of your balls, I can assure you that you will have cognitive deficits from this, because testosterone is not just the hormone that says you're a man, produce sperm. It's the hormone that says you're a man, therefore be a man, think like a man, be creative, be out there, reach for the stars. And that's why when you give testosterone to women, what do? They start high productivity, high creativity, and they start having all sorts of projects. That's literally the science on testosterone. Now, if you take testosterone to the point of ruining your own capacity to generate your natural testosterone, very dangerous long term. You have affected your development forever. Single mom says, Jeff, Leo's lively looks maxing lab tested 10. But Leo's looks maxing layout. I don't know who you're talking about. Who is Leo? Go away, says Jeff. What about people who take testosterone to jumpstart late puberty? My friend did this as a teen. Only took it for a bit, but now he has a bigger penis than me, and I think it's cheating. Well, I think you're trolling there. I think it's very rare for a puberty to not happen. I do believe it exists medically, but that would be something you do with a doctor. That would not be something you do for the size of the penis or whatever. So yeah, my final comment on Clavicular, I love the guy. I love his attitude. I love his hunger. But never, never concentrate that hunger onto something that is self-destructive. The meme of modernity is extremely destructive for for young men and for young women. Always be protected. Have a shell. Don't let the pursuit of goals attached to the state of modernity and the state of the sickness of the world to lead you down the path of antinatalism or down the path of anything that could hurt your capacity to reproduce. Anything you do in life, think of it biologically, anything you do in life is a waste if you cannot reproduce it in the next generation. If you cannot reproduce it in the next generation, then you're just a fart of history. Anything that is worth pursuing in your life must be continuable and sustainable across generations, or else it doesn't exist. Burger Fan says, JF, would you be willing to review the Beautiful Ones Mouse Utopia video on stream? Your perspective would be amazing. I'll look at this tonight and I'll see if it's worth it. But sometimes people say, Jeff, review this video. It's super nice and it sucks and everyone falls asleep. And so I'm not going to do it live, but I'll give it a try tonight. And if it's worth it, I'll talk about it tomorrow. Devastating Bombshell says, Alex Jones. So they are trying to discredit the main witness of Candace Owens, who claims to have seen Erica Kirk at a hotel lobby around Fort Huachuca the day before a meeting happened, and then claims to have seen at this meeting a bunch of Brian Harpal, a bunch of people related to the security staff of TPUSA, and then even a politician he claims to have seen there. Now, people are discrediting the witness of Candace as being a maniac. I will say, you know, Candace's answer on this is, I don't care about old stories with his wife because they are not relevant to whether these people were at Fort Huachuca. And it's a valid thing if it was just false allegations from wives. But as you'll see in this video, his behavior is one of an unstable individual. So this is much more than false allegations by a woman. Allegations in family court by a woman, I would absolutely dismiss. I don't believe them. I know because they've been done against me. And I know they're false. I know women are fucking deluded. But if we have a video, then definitely he was acting in that way at that moment. So let's have a look.
Stop it! Do not hit my Mustang!
Videotape me all you want. I haven't touched this car in forever. It's been in my way.
You want to threaten to hit my car with a hammer? God damn it! Goodbye. Don't beat our door in with a hammer.
Why are you videotaping me?
You want me to let you in and that's what you do?
So sometimes you have to be careful with this kind of information because women can set up special situations in which you look violent, but in fact you were merely responding to attacks against you. But this seems to be pretty clear that this guy was willing to use a tool here to destroy property. Now, there may be times where property can be destroyed in a justifiable way. He seemed to be implying that somehow the car was in his way. But was it that he had tools that were stuck there? And was it the case that the wife was intentionally keeping the car there to block him from accessing something? Maybe that would be a kind of a circumstantial reason for why he acted that way. But still, it looks like a guy who is relatively mentally unstable. So what does that tell us? Well, would he make up a story? Maybe for GoFundMe purposes, for celebrity, for drawing attention? Does he suffer from schizophrenia, bipolar disorder? It's all possible. I don't think this absolutely invalidates, because the thing is, schizophrenic people can also see things that are real. So it doesn't necessarily blow the story of Candace to absolute debunk, but it's certainly raising a doubt on this guy. It's certainly raising a doubt on his emotional processing of the world and how he behaves in his everyday life. And yes, Theros says, don't do that shit to a nice car. Yeah, even if it's the car of your ex, you should have respect for the Mustang. You should have a minimal respect for the Mustang. Absolutely dramatic event happened in Switzerland. There is a bar. There were people in that bar. 40 people are dead because a bomb or something exploded. An explosion happened. And it's not clear, was it terrorism? Because it seems that there is a synagogue somehow that's attached to this building. Maybe the synagogue is above, the bar is below. I don't know exactly what's the relationship, but and I won't show you the images because they are heartbreaking. But the problem of the bar was that it didn't have exits, or there was only one exit and it was blocked. So it seems that perhaps an attack on the synagogue may have resulted in the explosion. Or maybe an accident, I don't know. People are saying it's terrorist on the regular chat. I don't know if we have an answer yet. But some explosion happened, and then a fire spread. And the fire spread into the bar, and it led to toxic air into the bar as people were trying to flee. And the only exit that was available was kind of blocked, and people started piling and trampling on each other, and 40 dead total. 40 dead total. It was a hooker lounge, says Jeremiah. I don't know, but it's heartbreaking. But in general, you know, nothing good can happen at bars. First, the people you meet there are not going to be family people. It's going to be, and on top of it, well, there's sometimes sometimes accidents like this and mismanagements of the exit possibilities. Marby Dog says the problem with Candace's Fort Huachuca accusations is that some of the politicians she claimed were there live on C-SPAN at the time, at the same time. Yeah, there's been a back and forth on this. I've been trying to figure out whether it's even true that it's debunked. Because the politicians are saying, no, I was on the floor. Candace is saying, no, he wasn't on the floor. He missed that vote and that vote on the record. But other people are saying, no, you missed the timestamp where he's on the floor. At this point, it's like, what are the chances that that Mitch, a guy who hits Mustangs with hammers, has seen Erica Kirk, Brian Harpole, and a politician from Washington, D.C. All at the, it's like, the chances are becoming low. The chances are becoming low. Oh, man. This is Quebec for you right there. The bye-bye is a tradition in Quebec. It's a show of comedy that is made every year, that used to be started by Guy Lepage and his fellow, you know, in the 80s, they were kind of fellow comedian, bravado style, edgy against the system, but in a very mainstream way. And it's a review of the year in comedic format that reviews the year from a Quebecois perspective. But the bye-bye is since the 80s, which they were kind of laughing at mainstream personalities, and they were kind of subversive and edgy to the mainstream. But now it's been totally taken over by the state. And now it's a state production from Radio-Canada. And at this point, it's like really just shit. And the Quebecois people was not happy with the bye-bye. I haven't watched it because I'm done with Quebec. But But just so you get a feel of why I had to leave this province.
L'administration Trump fait un lien entre la prise d'acétaminophène durant la grossesse et l'autisme chez les bébés.
So she's reporting that Trump, so this is a review of the news, and she's reporting that Trump believes that acetaminophen is bad for people, and therefore he must be mocked for this unscientific belief. And meanwhile, you have these fat women just dancing.
So taking Tylenol is not good.
Those are state-sponsored fat women singing fuck you Trump in French, or go fuck yourself. They're saying, give me a V, give me a va chier, which is French for go fuck yourself. So it's like they were saying, give me a G, give me a O, go fuck yourself, Trump. It's pathetic. State employees. The bye-bye is supposed to be a fuck you to the system, the Quebecois system, not fuck you to Trump, we don't like you because you've taken a position on acetaminophen. Now you have these women, state employees, stuffed to disgusting, ugly bodily forms, stuffed by state salary, and they're singing va chier Trump. And this shows just the fact that you have these three clowns singing there, being elevated. This shows what Quebec really became, which is a matriarchy of disgusting female control. And I had to leave it because those are just comedians, but they are the very same woman. They will kidnap your children when they work at the DPJ. They will ruin your family life when they work in the police. They control everything. And they won't hire you when you apply at the hospital to become a janitor because you have a PhD, so they wouldn't want you there. Anna Seneca says, his accent was good enough for Duke University. Are you talking about me? Yes, I survived. I spent some of my years working at Duke University. Jeffrey Ratt says, to all my friends and supporters of a free, independent Alberta, Happy New Year. Yes, the independence movement in Alberta has wins in its sails. I don't know if it's going to happen, but I know that this year will be the year where we have a signature collection process. And if we reach a certain number of signatures, then there will be a referendum, a question, a consultatory referendum, because the Supreme Court said you can't have referendums anymore. You can ask people's opinion, but you can't. So they have to call it a consultation of the people. But basically, it will be a moment where everyone can vote whether they want Alberta to leave Canada. And I will certainly go and vote for yes. I am absolutely sympathetic to Alberta independence, although I've been here only 1 year. But I can tell already that Canada has gone insane. I can't believe the circumstances in which I had to leave PEI, Quebec, pursued by unjust polices, pursued by these child protection agencies that had nothing on me. Nothing on me except the fact that I'm an author and I'm a political thinker. And Alberta has been a home of safety for us and of greatness, and I can see the difference. It's a society that is not based on a technocracy, on a bureaucracy. It's a society that is based in productivity. So the rest of Canada, they're all trying to justify expenses for departments. They're all slaves of the government, just like the woman you saw singing. So this leads nowhere. Your artists aren't even able to be against the system because they're part of it. That's their salary. Everyone is benefiting from this inflationary system. And so Alberta has to reach independence or else it's going to get engulfed.
And we're JF, have you heard of the vertiginous question? It's the philosophical question of why I experience existing as this particular individual human and not as someone else.
Okay, sir, you are a particular individual and you will be processed into the particular individual prison. Your phrasing made me think about Idiocracy. Have you heard about the vertiginous question? The question of why I experience existing as this particular individual. I hadn't heard it that way, but it's related to the hard problem of consciousness, qualia, etc. And my take on this is simply you feel who you are because you are a loop inside your brain. And that loop has an interface with the world, and it is protected to an extent. Like, the thoughts of others cannot invade your thoughts, because what you feel to be is that loop. So you have a loop that just goes on, and it lets some input come in, but these inputs are properly classified by the loop, such that you do not mistake the thoughts of others or what you think are the thoughts of others for your own thoughts. Now, in fact, schizophrenia is actually a specific disorder where you have a disruption of that process I just talked about. Because schizophrenics, they will not distinguish between their own thoughts and the thoughts of others. So very often they will end up being pissed against you because they imagine the sentence inside their head, but they decided to attribute it to you. So that is quite simple. It's you feel who you are because what you are is implemented as a virtual experience by the neural networks of your brain. And therefore, there is no mechanism by which the thoughts of others can be mixed with yours, except if you're schizophrenic and therefore you have a deficit of classification. John Drake says the CRA is going after people that received COVID payments that were approved by the governments, JF. They are freezing bank accounts. You know what? When they started giving up this free money in Canada, and they were like, if you could say, I have a company, I'm hiring my wife. Now, I don't have money to pay her. Can you give me $30,000 loan or whatever? When they did this, I was like, this is free money. And I was like, do I apply for this? And immediately in my brain, you know what happened? I said, no way. No fucking way. Because they're going to give you the money and then they're going to come back and complain that you didn't use it properly. Or it's like, no, I'm not even touching this. It's not worth it for $30,000. Like, I could have easily said, I have a production company. Mama JF is my employee. She's a producer. And she's also my editor. And I need to pay her $30,000 a year. But because of COVID, I can't. They would totally have given me $30,000. But I said, I'm not applying to this fucking shit. Because I can see it coming down the line. They're going to come to grab the money back and more. But it's like the government is operating fraud and then they're putting it on your shoulder. So I said, I'm not touching a dollar of COVID funding of any kind. And I think I was right. Plapides says, JF, please consider reading Gregory Bateson's Double Blind Theory of Schizophrenia. Okay, I'll keep that in mind. I'll have a look if I ever have time. Finally, as a last news item, Strategic Considerations by Nick Fuentes. Nick Fuentes warns that the fight in 2026 won't be open or obvious confrontation. It will be imitation, subversion, and an attempt to skin suit the movement. We've been gearing up for this fight for 10 years. I always said that America First is inevitable because I knew that eventually the truth would get out. They are going to fight back in a way that is subversive and convoluted and which is not actually obvious. They are going to try and skin suit the movement. This is always the track that the political class will take. They did it with the Tea Party movement. They did it with MAGA. Absolutely fine observations here by Nick. It's exactly what's about to happen. Let's be very careful in 2026. They will offer us alternatives that don't have the whole thing. They will elevate their stars with the tools of Elon Musk and the Grok-controlled feed on X, and they're going to try to put up for you. They're going to try to put in your face a bunch of people who will be clappers for the regime. Don't fall for it. And this guy, Nick Shirley, who's currently rising as a star, I am extremely worried about what we are discovering about him. He had past examples of videos.
Happy New Year, JF.
Wow. Naberius sends $145. Thank you so much, sir. I wanted to go through the groceries tomorrow. Because I have to restock because I'm doing culinary experiments every day. I have to restock food even if I don't eat, which is quite ironic. But thank you so much for this generous donation. Very solid, very appreciated. Have I ended up reading Lauren Sutton's book? No. I sleep beside this book. It's on my bed, literally. It's on my bed every night. And I'm like, do I read this shit? In a way, it kind of feels like warmth, like human warmth. I feel like Lauren Sutton is in my bed every night. But I haven't read it at all. I haven't even opened it, unfortunately. So yes, let us listen to Nick here and be careful of who rises. And Nick Shirley. He has been shown by Dr. Anna Lupis, I think that's her name, to have had past videos where he was basically pushing Israeli propaganda, where he was like, oh, we're going to go at the border of Gaza, Israel, and we're going to find out what's happening on October 7th. And it was, I mean, I haven't watched the full document, but from the thumbnail and the phrasings that he was using on the way he was presenting his investigation, that looked very much like paid Israeli propaganda. Now, maybe he wasn't paid for it, but that still looked like he was just yapping the usual October 7th Israeli propaganda. So I don't know the degree of honesty of this guy, but and then he came out in defense and said, well, I did this video on my own with my own money. I traveled with my own money. And also, I believe in America First, and I believe we shouldn't give aid to Israel. So be very careful for this one. They're going to start taking the symbolic issue of Israel aid. And they're going to start saying, I'm against Israel aid. And it's like, no, that's not enough. This is a couple $1 billion. No one cares about the amount that much. It would be nice if we could stop, but the relationship with Israel is so much deeper than this. Ruby Spacek, I'm so happy to see you, Ruby, if you're the true Ruby. She says she was with Destiny when he got in fight with Laguna, to Lawrence, the filmed incident. Okay, I didn't know this. I didn't know this. Now, Ruby, I need you to find a girlfriend for me. I know that you are well connected within the female circles. I need a reproductive female. I am absolutely determined at producing 4 more babies before I die. So let's deploy all of the efforts right now. Focus on this. Forget about Lauren. Forget about everything. I need a reproductive female. And you need, are you still in a healthy direction in your life? I do hope that you are, and that you are feeling great. Much love, everyone. Jordan says, a Ruby JF JB show in the future. Well, Ruby has invited me on her show, and that was fun. That was very fun. Now there was an annoying guy at the end. Bye bye, everyone. Sleep well, and I'll see you all tomorrow.